and welcome to Pop Star episode 13. Tonight we're doing mellow pop or elevator pop, as some of you may have called it in your emails, I believe. We've got six contestants left, so we're coming down to the wire. And up first, we have the lovely Songbird.
Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. You keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain. Set me free, leave me be. I don't wanna fall another moment into your gravity. Here I am, and I stand so tall, just the way I'm supposed to be. But you're on me, and all over me. You love me 'cause I'm fragile. Everything I think I need here on the ground. But you're not a friend or foe, though I can't seem to let you go. The one thing that I still know is that you're keeping me down.
Songbird.
Songbird.
Kicking off the night with
Gravity. Sarah, blah, 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 blah. Is this by... Who is this
by? I think it's Sarah. And it's Sarah, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, whatever.
I was going to guess that, but then I didn't want to be wrong. I was like, Sarah, what?
Oh, wait, is it Nora Jones? I don't remember.
No, I think it's Sarah
Bareilles. I've been, like, obsessed with this song after I heard, like, Traviata sing it on, what was it? WSL. So, like, yeah, I love this song. So, anyway.
Let's see. Jeffers, what did you think?
Okay. first off, my first note was, I love this song in caps. And I also thought you sounded pretty, and it was nice hearing you do something like more soft than what you've been doing this last couple of weeks. At the same time, I think you could have gone farther with the softness and the tenderness, because I mean, it did sound soft, but I felt like you could have pushed in the emotional department. And it was occasionally a little pitchy at times. I liked the little built-in energy you had in the bridge. And overall, I thought it was a decent job.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was, like, I think you could have gone further with, like, your tenderness in your voice. I really like the part where you kind of belted in, like, towards the middle, like, on the bridge, I think it was. And there was a couple places where you sounded, like, a little, like, a slightly underpitch, just, like, slightly. And there's a couple places where you sounded like you were rushing to keep up with the piano.
Oh, yeah.
In the chorus. I thought that your music was kind of loud, too. Like,
yeah,
I wanted
the music
to, like,
was really loud for me.
Hear you more. I had a hard time hearing you. But other than that, I really, really, really thought this was good. I think you've improved a lot over the course of this show, and I'm, like, really proud of you. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, I thought the music was really loud, too. You have improved a lot, but, like, I also agree you could have gone a lot further with this, like, emotionally. I thought it needed to sound a little more smoother, because this is kind of, like, jazz-sounding, and I didn't feel like you completely got, like, the smoothness of the song across. The biggest note on this for me was the emotion. Like, I wish you would have, like, had, like, different dynamics. Like, you did, but, like, a little more, like, with the emotion in them. Like, yeah, like what Jeffrey said, I wish you would have, like, gone, like, more tender. It just kind of sounded like you were singing the song, but it was sung well, so.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're all good.
Yeah.
Up next is Faded, who submitted early. The
oh, snap!
What?
Monumental.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Shake it up. I never love nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All these voices I hear in my mind. All these words I hear in my mind. All this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. Suppose I never ever met you. Suppose I never fell in love. Suppose I never ever let you kiss me so sweet and so soft. Suppose I never ever saw you. Suppose you never ever called. Suppose I kept on singing love songs just to break my own fall, just to break my fall, just to break my fall, just to break my fall. Say that, of course it's gonna get better, gonna get better, 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 better. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the I hear in my mind. All these words I hear in my mind. All this music, and it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. I hear in my mind. All these voices I hear in my mind. All these words. Art. And it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart.
Faded.
Faded.
The early bird catches the worm. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. I just know that she was
know.
Like, she
it
was early.
Someone else singing the song?
Some VH
fun
in it. I don't know.
Catches
the songbird.
I guess I just thought it was funny because, like, because she submitted early. Anyway, Bid, I think this was better than last week, which is good. And I think that this isn't my favorite thing you've done, but it was still pretty cute. I thought you had nice, like, levels of dynamics. Like, you had some really great moments where you were, like, loud, and then you kind of pulled back. And I thought your emotion was pretty good, too. This is a hard song to sing, and I felt that, like, your was a little off. It kind of sounded like you had something caught in your throat, like a scratch or something. And I thought some of your runs were a little wonky. Like, it was like you were a little shaky on maybe not sure what notes to hit exactly. But other than that, and, like, I thought this was overall, like, cute. Like, I liked this. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, I had the same note on the heart part. Yeah, it sounded like you were... Like, because it was doing the ha-ah-ah, like, you were having a hard time hitting each separate note in that. And, like, at first I liked it, but, like, as it went on, it kind of was like, like, it sounded like you were sick to me. I'm not sure if you are, but your voice sounded kind of scratchy. I don't know if you were, like, tired or sick. And, like, yeah, you were struggling to hit the higher notes. I thought, like, near the end, it got kind of messy with, like, all of the runs and all of the hearts and, like, all of the hearts. But I liked this emotionally. I thought it was nice emotionally. It's like, yeah, it was, like, middle of the road for me. It wasn't bad, but, like, I think you would have done better with another song choice, maybe.
Yeah. I thought the Oz were the thing that threw it off the most for me, personally.
Yeah.
What did you think, Jeffers?
Yeah, I kind of have the same notes about that scratchy note on the "ah." And I wonder if, like, she could have fixed it if she used a bit more air to kind of soften out the note. Anyway, I kind of have the same notes faded. Speaking of stuff in your throat.
Oh, no.
I'm, like, not feeling good this week.
Aw, Jeffers.
I have, like, a really bad headache, which is good because it's mellow pop. It's not like,
oh, I know.
Give me a headache. I thought this was really cute, Faded, and I liked how this was, like, a really nice change from her usual, like, high energy, showy songs.
Yeah, I liked that too.
I really liked how it was, like, more subtle and soft. And I agree on the run and the heart. And I thought you were a lot less nasal than you have been in the past, and that was also good, because I as much as nasal Faded is cute, I also really like non-nasal Faded as well.
non-nasal Faded is pretty.
Yeah, she sounds so much more mature when she's not nasal. And I liked your head voice sections. I can't remember what parts, but I thought those were really pretty as well. So, good job.
Yay!
Yay. All right, so next up is Melly.
Woo! Woo!
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clocks hail 9:54. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if they tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? Couldn't find it in your eyes, but I'm sure it's written all over my face. Surprise, surprise, never something I could hide, when I see we made it through another day. And then I say, who?
Melly.
Let's see. All right, I actually really liked this for you, Melly.
Yeah, you.
I thought this was super cute and really pretty. I thought the very first sunrise that you did was a little wonky. Like, when you first came in, it sounded a little under pitch, and I was like, uh-oh, Melly, please stay on pitch.
Me too. I was like, oh no.
But then you totally did. You didn't have a problem after that, like, first little, like, stumble. I, like, really liked this for you. I thought you had such cute emotion. You really captured that whole, like, mellow feel that this had. I thought that was great. I loved your layering where you did the, like, ooh, and then you sang over it. I thought your oohs were just, like, really pretty. I really liked this. I don't have anything else to say. What do you think, Jeff Ellis?
I agree. Like, this was a great style. I really like your voice, Melly, on this type of songs. And, like, you on Nora Jones was a genius move. This was so pretty, and I really liked your oohs, and, like, it was just a really good job overall. I think mixing-wise, the very first part where it was the oohs part when she was singing on, like, a verse or something, I thought the oohs could have been turned down a little bit. But when it got into the more complex layering, then I thought the levels were good there. But overall, this was a really good job, Melly. Like, this week and last week, you're making great improvements over the last 2 weeks before that. So, good job.
Yeah, I know you've been like submitting really great things for this show like recently, and I'm super happy. What did you think,
Like, she.
Valk? Oh, sorry, Jeffers, what'd you say?
Oh, I was going to be like, she's kind of like the middle rotor earlier on in the competition, and she's really like stepping it
Oh,
up.
I know, she totally
yeah,
has.
definitely.
Okay, what did you think, Valk? No, actually, sorry.
Yay! Actually, by chance, I really liked this too. I thought it was really pretty, and it was like really soothing, and like it was relaxing. My only note really was, I liked the oohs, but they sounded like a slightly off pitch to me throughout the whole song. And then the ones at the end when you were trying doing the run type thing sounded a little wonky too. But like, yeah, that was like the only thing that I caught. I really liked this a lot.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good job, Melly.
Yay!
I have Turtle is up next.
Oh, people
Okay.
are next. And Turtle.
Yes, Turtle is next. Woo!